This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Seriously, people, okay? I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you paying attention for a reason. All right? Hey, there's so much going on out there. Look, there's so much coming at you. It's got to be a real bear to try to keep up with this stuff. You know, I mean, look, I'm in it. And I'm having a hard time keeping up with it on a regular basis. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with us. And again, look, I want to thank you guys, whether you're calling in, whether you're doing what you got to do. I haven't told you in a long time. I always say, you know, when you're going through a city, you live in a city, and you're having to get the show on the app, and I don't mind having the app for you guys, but you really should be supporting local. That's what you should be doing, right? So you reach out to your local radio station. Ask them to carry the show. Ask, matter of fact, I used to say, call them and say, why aren't you carrying this show? Seriously. So I just want to welcome another station to the lineup out of Oklahoma City, KTLR, 890 AM. They've added our broadcast to the show, and I appreciate it. I want to thank them. I want to thank the listeners there. You got any questions, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And you know what, people, I try to bring you, if it's the first time you're tuning in, maybe it's the first few days that you're catching the show. I just try to bring you the issues of the day, and I don't beat up everything. I think you guys in the chat room would agree. I don't beat up everything that everybody else has been beating up all day long, beating up for 10, 12, 15 hours. You know, I don't make fun of Hannity, but I do make fun of Hannity from a standpoint that it's not always breaking news, Sean. It broke 8 hours before you went on the air. You know, and there's updates all day long. I get all of that. But the reality is there's so many other things happening. Right? When you look at what's going on here, and you look at what's going on over in Ukraine, you look at what's going on everywhere. South Africa. You know, you've got white families that are being tortured and murdered for their properties. Yes, by the black community there. And I don't know about their internal politics. I don't make believe like I do. But you're really, seriously, I really want you to pay attention to what's going on in more than the White House. Speaking of the White House, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Devin Archer, boy, he really torpedoed the Bidens. You know, they're defensive. And notice how Joey B has to keep changing his station, changing his mind. Because if you think all through his career, it's filled with nothing but lies. Right? How he did in college, what number he graduated at, what churches he went to. They've all turned out to be lies. The media has conveniently forgot that. Or purposefully forgot it. He didn't have anything to do with Hunter Biden's business partners. He didn't know about any of his businesses. Wasn't engaged at all. It's just amazing. But Hunter Biden's ex-business partner does remember. He confirmed during that recent closed-door interview that we all got a transcript of with the House Oversight Committee that the then Vice President Joe Biden was at that infamous spring 2015 dinner with the son, Hunter Biden's business associates, all of them. Now, Biden, his campaign, the White House, has said that Joe repeatedly has said he is never there. He wasn't at the dinner. He wasn't on those phone calls. He had no idea, didn't discuss business with Hunter. It's all lies. We're finding out every bit of it is lies. Right? But nobody cared. Why? Because he's a Democrat. It must be, do they expect the Democrats to lie? Is that what it is? Is there an expectation like, they can't help themselves? So he told investigators that the elder Biden had dinner with him, several others, including the Burisma VP. When Biden arrived, Archer and Biden shook everyone's hand. They joined the conversation. Did you hear that? They joined the conversation. In 2020, the New York Post reported an explosive story about Hunter Biden introducing his then vice president father, the top executive at the Ukrainian energy Burisma. You hear that? In 2020, this went down. So, again, you can't keep running away from this. That story set off a firestorm and rejections from Biden's close aides. Andrew Bates, who's now White House spokesman. But at the time, he worked on the communications team of Biden's 2020 campaign. So, again, notice how the media, they're not questioning anything. They're not questioning any of these things that came out of that. They're not talking about them. They're not discussing how bad this could be for Joey B. They don't care. They don't, I mean, can we be honest about it? They really don't care. Right? 855 Real Joe. I'm sorry, you know, it does. It drives me nuts. We're the only ones that can fight this, and we need to keep fighting it. And then maybe Dr. B can analyze me after the break. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Dr. B joins me in just a few minutes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help.
We are back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-0855-732-556.
Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And you know what? When you get informed and then you engage, it's so much better. Seriously. Right? You'll be able to make a difference. You'll know. You'll have facts behind you. And whether you believe it or not, I know we make fun of it on the show all the time, but whether you believe it or not, you can either cause somebody on the left to stutter or hopefully just be speechless. Because they don't really know what to do with fact. They have no idea what to do with it. Slows them down to a crawl. Anyway, but you know what? Smarter people than I are out there. And I always tell you, don't listen to me just because I have a microphone. All right? That's why I bring on Dr. Bridget Melson. She shows up here like every week. We talk about some of the issues going on during the day, how you can cope with your... Well, I don't know if she doesn't know how to cope with your kids, but definitely how to help your kids cope with what's going on, because there is so much still coming at them. Right? Dr. B.
So much. Yes. Are you
yes.
there? Yeah, you know, it was super interesting to be in the middle of Alaska for the last, you know, week and seeing my children, or children, they're 20, almost 21, 19.
They're going to be children when they're 40, I can tell you.
Okay? I know. But yes. To see their reaction to the lack of Wi-Fi, no cell service, because I'm not paying international fees because we went through Canada, you know. And yeah, it was just so nice. It took them like 48 hours to get used to the lack of stimulation, right? There's new research that just said that we're seeing a plethora, like just an increase in cases of ADD because because of the fast-paced media that we're exposed to, social media, our attention spans, literally that part of the brain, is decreasing. Remember, you and I always talk about our brain, but now they're seeing that our brain is deteriorating and it's like shutting down forever. Like we're devolving. And I'm just like, okay, people, I know that's kind of serious because you don't get that back. So.
And I've heard from, you know, I have a guest on the show on a regular basis, Kerry Quashin. He runs one of those care centers for kids that are addicted to drugs. And he says, you know, they're actually seeing physical changes in the brain from vaping, from smoking dope, and you couple that with the smartphone kind of thing and gaming, it is just physical. I can't wrap my mind around this. It makes physical changes to the brain. I don't get it.
It does make physical changes, and then when you really look at the mental and psychological aspects of it, and this is where parents, I mean, adults are as guilty as our kids, that the desensitization to violence and sex, you know, sexual acts that are online. I mean, these kids watch it like it's, you know, oh, yeah, I saw that. We sat down at dinner tonight, as we do. As you know, we actually do still in our house, even though my two boys
are so mean.
College.
You force your kids to have dinner with you? How dare you do that?
What I do,
not allowed to make your own
day,
choices, you know?
And then I buy them, I starve them, and then I buy steak, and then they all just show up.
I'd show up, you know? Yeah.
So we had some, but we were sitting there, and I, you know, we talk about the day. Hey, you know, they, you know, have you seen this meme and this meme? And, you know, we talk a little, you know, we always pray before we eat. So, hey, how's Jesus doing in your life? You know, would he be happy today with what you said to one another, what you thought, what you looked at on social media? And we just ask the question and let them ponder. And then, you know, talk about the news of the day. And one thing that came across my, I think it was yesterday, my phone was that, is it the New Yorker cover? Have you seen that? The cover to the New Yorker?
Do I have to?
Oh, I think it's the New Yorker. It might be Vanity Fair, but I think it's the New Yorker, which is a very popular media piece. And I'm looking at oh, a guy. And then I'm looking at the comments, and I'm like, oh, that's not a guy. And then I'm like, why does that non-guy have a chunk out of their leg?
Oh,
Joe,
you know why. You know why.
They took her entire thigh so she could be a male, and then they showed the outline of her maleness.
Yeah.
She just has a tiny little jock strap on. It's a girl. It's all hairy. It's naked other than a tiny little thing. And she disfigured her entire leg to make an appendage. You know, and I'm just like...
Yeah. She'll never look good in nylons again. I mean,
but gosh, I'm like, that's the cover of one of the most famous magazines, and my kids were just like, Mom, and I'm like, I know, and they're like, that can't be. I mean, I said, I know.
So one of my listeners, I'm going to interrupt you here for a second, but one of my listeners decided that it was okay for me to see pictures of, I don't want to say reconstructed because they never had one to begin with, but constructed penises and vaginas. And
okay.
I can't get it out of my head. I can't flush those views. And they look nothing. There's nothing natural about them. Okay, let's start off there.
Right.
And to your point, I can't imagine somebody going through the transition, losing their breasts, losing the uterus, getting testosterone shots, and having and I don't want anybody to answer me because I don't care, having maybe a non-functional penis that doesn't look like anything that never mind. But it doesn't look like anything.
Yes. It's not real. I mean, I couldn't tell. I looked at it, and I'm like, why is everybody getting up in arms? And, of course, reading the comments, and she this and she that. I'm like, oh, no. But so we sat at the table, and one of my sons was like, what makes a person do that? Like, that is mental illness, Mom. And I said, it is. It's mental illness. It's spiritual illness. That is what Satan did. The
spiritual
enemy said,
illness.
Jump.
Go for it. Yep.
It truly is. I said, because honestly, calling it mental illness at this point is such a diss to those patients that I work with that actually do struggle with dysphoria mm-hmm. and depression and anxiety. So I just looked at all I saw was a disfigured young lady. And she wasn't that old. She's probably in her 20s. Just no breasts, right? That was all cut off. A giant package down below, and then most of her thigh was completely carved out of her leg.
God.
And and she's like, and this is what happiness is. And I'm like, well, you got the penis right, but you didn't get the half part of happiness. But I was like, wow. But it was a great talk on Satan versus God and how he manipulates people, which led to a discussion on my Facebook with, you know, how many of you are immune to the media and then you don't watch it and that you don't believe everything, you know, how. And, you know, I've been reading today about media psychology, the psychology of the media, and it, you know, it started some really good conversations on my Facebook. And most of the people, like, I haven't watched anything since COVID, right? Since 2020. So, but they get these Trump things.
Well, we're gonna talk about that after the break. I like it. The psychology of the media. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. There you go.
Crazy, isn't it? She was disfigured.
Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has pleaded not guilty to criminal charges connected to his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. He appeared in federal court in D.C. after being indicted earlier in the week. Trump's attorney, Alina Habba, says the indictment shouldn't even happen.
This is election interference at its finest against the leading candidate right now for president.
for either party.
Outside the courthouse, where Trump was arraigned Thursday, the price at the pump is rising into the later part of the summer, reaching a nine-month high this week. In South Florida, correspondent Sam Brock says,
the biggest X factor at the moment, likely the hurricane season, as a major storm is the biggest risk to take more of these oil refineries offline.
AAA reports the national average price for regular is $3.82 a gallon. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Seriously, I really appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring her on because I don't want to waste the time. Dr. B joins us as she does pretty much every week. She, you know, again, you get a lot of good advice. You get a lot of good ideas on how to deal, how to speak with your kids, how to, because look, as much as you think you've got it together, these kids are going through things. They're being hit with stuff. They're being hit with information probably 1,000 times faster than we got it when we were kids. They're getting it now. They don't know how to deal with this. They don't know what's truth and not truth. They want to trust you. They're sitting there with their buddies at school, the ones that they're with for 8 hours. They're telling them, no, no, your parents are wrong. This is right. This is tough for them. I usually don't cut them this kind of slack, but this is tough for them. And then, Dr. B, you were talking about the media psychology. I mean, my God, I can only imagine what that's like.
Yes, it's an entire area of study, media psychology. You know, it encompasses social media to video games to movies to, you know, news media. And it's interesting that the studies on media psychology really... And again, you've got to remember that the field of psychology is very liberal. It's a very liberal atmosphere and field. And even they are saying that it affects you, that what you watch, what you take in plays a huge part in the development of the character of our children, the brain, our minds, the physical aspects of the brain and the pathways and the connectivity of it. But then, of course, it affects us, you know, it affects your heart. It can harden you. And just reading these studies, and it is so consistent on the harmful impact or how harming, you know, the impact of too much media is, and especially if you have it on in the house, for instance.
Is it the negative, constant negative feed, or is it the lack of full information that's making it tough?
Yes, it is both. I was just going to say that before. That's a great question. It's both. It's a combination of both. It's the fact that we've got this, the sky is falling mentality, right? Right now in this country, world, if not the, just the country, or in the country, if not the world. And when kids hear that, they don't know, you know, this Trump, where all this stuff is made up. It's not even, nothing is panning out. Then you've got Russia, Ukraine, you've got all these things where there's so much, foundational information of corruption and, you know, that we don't get. But when you have the, even the news on the radio, when your kids are back there on their phones, they hear it. Whether it's subliminal or not, they hear what's going on and they, it's up to their minds to process it. Some of our kids, like my middle son, he hears it, goes in, he say, okay, great, boom, goes out. My, you know, my daughter takes it in. I mean, she can hear the smallest little piece of news and, oh my gosh, I heard this. What's going on? You know, and it completely traumatizes her. So parents, you've got to understand how it affects our kids, but more so like you and I were talking at the top of the hour, how horribly it's affecting our brains and for good. It's, yeah, our kids have the attention span of a gnat at this point.
You're right. Yeah. But it's because of the way, they're being fed information and it's coming at them so fast. And again, like I said to you, they're getting it from their friend. It used to be they were at the dinner table, you're in the house, you heard your parents talking, you talked with your parents, you had some time for it to set in, settle in. And, you know, when you went to school the next day, you might talk to your friends about it, but now it's instantaneous. And some of these kids are having, you know, 8, 9, 10 conversations at one time, texting on their phone.
Yes. Well, yes, and growing up for me, you know, the news was on at, like, 8 in the morning, or 6 in the morning, and then 5 at night, and then 10 o'clock, right? You had the news, and it was the same thing. It was mostly local, and it literally was the news. It was most of the time. It wasn't too slanted. You know, Walter Cronkite, you know, it was just the news. And now we've got, you know, things like, you know, the talk shows. We've got The View. We've got all the late night shows that just twist it and turn it and are so mean and vindictive, I think, and just harmful. But this is, you know, leading to such a desensitization. To, like I said, anything moral, desensitization to violence. And then on top of it, if parents need to know more, we are seeing, because we send our kids to bed with their cell phones to just look at, you know, social media and reel after reel after reel, so we see sleep time decreased, and internet addiction increased, and those two things together, they just cycle off each other, right? And you get right into, I've got to watch it, I'm not going to sleep, I got to stay awake now, so I've got to watch it, but I'm not going to sleep. You know what I mean? It's just a horrible cycle that we're in.
The guy that deals with teens that I have on the show that's, you know, that are hooked on drugs and that kind of stuff, you know, he made a really good point. He said, look, the average parent or the average family truly spend maybe eight minutes a day together in real conversation, if you would, right? And then he says, and think about something else. When they go to bed at night, the last people they converse with are usually their friends on their smartphones, and the first people when they get up in the morning are their friends on their smartphones. Are we meeting at Starbucks? Where are we going? Did you hear what happened last night? I mean, there's no downtime, if you would, is there?
Not at all. And I think, to me, they'd be lucky if it was just their friends. To me, it's the social media, it's the reels, it's the stupidity, it's the, you know, the violent videos they're watching. My son sent me just a video, and I'm like, Landon, like, what? And he's like, oh, what? And it was just horrible. It was, like, violent. It wasn't sexual content. It was just, it was a Facebook live suicide that was an actual thing. And I,
it was a live suicide?
Oof. On Facebook that had been recorded, and I said, what? I'd heard about it, but I don't go click those links. I don't need to see that. And I said, where did you get this? And he said, oh, all my friends have this reel site where it's, you know, R-E-E-L, and it's just on reels where they just play all of these social media. And I'm like, does that not, how do you sleep it? Like, I don't ever need this. I can't unsee that. And he said, no, it's no big deal. Like, we look, and I'm like, I don't. wow, and there's the desensitization. And I do talk to him about it, and he's my kid literally that, you know, would jump off a cliff without a parachute and somehow survives just because he's just scrappy. He's super like that, but he's super like type X. But I'm like, man,
you realize you're describing my youngest son right there too.
Is it? Yeah, they don't. Oh, yeah. They could survive, that's, right? That's they're total, yeah, MacGyvers. he's the one that on the cruise, like I said, we're going to a wildlife park to look at bears and wolves. He's like, yeah, that's boring. I already scheduled my zip line, you know, climb the cliff tour. And I'm like, okay, you have fun. And I'm like, oh, bye. But I just explained to him that don't send this to Allie. Don't send this to Dad. Don't send this to Grandma, right? And he's like, why not? I'm like, because not everybody can handle this.
Because there's no oxygen tank there at the house.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to see that. And it's, plus, then you look at the fact that people are doing these, you know, suicide things on social media. It's become the latest rage. So,
What was that show? 13 hours or 13 minutes or whatever it is?
13 Reasons Why?
Was that it? 13 Reasons?
The suicide one?
Yeah, the suicide one.
Yeah.
Glamorizing suicide. Yeah. You know, you wonder why these kids are like this. Here you are, glamorizing suicide. Then you have teen moms, you know, glamorizing.
Yes.
Oh, no, we're just trying to show you the struggles of the teens. They're not having struggles. You know, that's what happens when you're a single parent with little kids, you know?
No, they're getting paid, you know, $10,000 an episode. They've all got new cars by episode 6. They all have really nice apartments, nicer than I ever grew up in.
They're going
to expensive restaurants. They have brand new clothes because they're getting sponsored. How is that a rough life? Come on. And three nannies, and your mom and dad are totally supporting you.
And a whole crew around you. Yes, right.
What? Yeah, it is so... Well, no, I used to watch... It's right? I watch some reality, but not the gross stuff. Just to understand people, I really do just collect data. But now it is so...
I last maybe a minute and a half... You know, some shows you're intrigued by why people do what they do and why they would even do it on TV. But we got to go for a quick break, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Somebody sent me, I love this when a email or a question pops up just as we're coming in. It's just, I'm one of those guys that draws my eyes. Anyway, welcome back. Appreciate your time with me here on the Joe Mazzini Show, part of the GCN family. Before we get rolling, let me make sure I do the right thing here. We've added a couple stations, WWPR 1490 AM out of Tampa. Thank you so much for deciding to take the show. And my understanding is just simply recently joining the GCN family of stations, and you're going to like it. You're going to like the lineup. And I appreciate personally you carrying the Joe Mazzini Show. Same thing for KTLR 890 AM out of Oklahoma City and 103.7 FM. Again, you can call into the show. You can 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. We have a live chat room going on the website, joemazzini.com. Smarter people than I are in that chat room, I can guarantee it, if we bore you to death in a conversation. But I can't imagine, if you're paying attention, that we would actually bore you to death. Anyway, Dr. Bridget Nelson joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well. So, yeah, Dr. B and people. You know, it's funny. We lost a few stations that switched to Spanish or music.
Oh.
And,
okay.
And I've seen some stations that are switching back to talk. And I'm personally glad to hear it. But, you know,
yes.
whatever. But I think people need to hear. They're looking for ways to hear all sides of the argument. And frankly,
yeah.
I've been saying it for a long time, terrestrial radio may be the only way to go.
Yes.
You know? So.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know any way to make it, to say it or make it happen. Somebody had asked a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, go. Then I have a question, but you go after.
Yeah, somebody asked a question in the chat room, said, the physical, I think she was talking about what I was talking about, the physical changes to the brain, can those be repaired, fixed, or reversed?
Right. So when there is damage from, like, a TBI, that's very difficult to, you know, come out the right way. I've known some people to completely be healed of that and have that be reversed. I've met, you know, I've had clients and friends that have had TBIs, which are traumatic brain injuries for those of you that don't know what a TBI is. And they come out different. It can affect your personality. It can affect the prefrontal lobe is the most common in sports players and car accidents. And that is what is responsible for our reactions and our time before reacting, our emotions, things like that. So that, you can see those people are more hot-headed and react quicker. And they hate it, and they know they're doing it, but they cannot physically help it. When you're looking at these generational changes in the brain, everything from what I have read and what I'm observing in my, you know, field of study, is in these younger people, is that once you start that almost devolving, you know, that's going on, and someone, oh my gosh, just a side note, someone said you said evolved, they just messaged me, you said devolving, I don't believe in evolution. I'm like, okay, let me explain. So over over the years, we do evolve in different ways and we adapt. So I mean it more as we adapt to our environment. You know, we're dying sooner, we're getting bigger, we're taller, you know, Asian people in Asian countries are shorter. That is part of just the evolution and adaptation to your culture. So that's what I mean. When I say we're devolving, it's because we are dumbing down. We truly are. Mind-wise and brain-wise and intellectually-wise, because we are not using our brain for what God intended. We are not creative. We're not outside and being creative. The best thing you parents can do, and even you as adults, and I say this all the time, is to grab a rake or a broom or, you know, a weed whacker and go outside without any social media and without any music and just go do your thing. Sweep something up, you know, weed whack something, because that's what makes you think. You're not just blank in your head. You're thinking about, oh, what should I do today? How did I handle that situation?
Well, wait a minute. Pause, because people are going to say, well, why can't I just go out and put my earbuds on while I'm mowing the lawn or weed whacking or...
Yeah, you can, you by all means, you can do that. But spend some time out there, just out in nature and listening to the birds and the traffic or the train and just really thinking about your day. That is how my kids every day, you know, I'm like, okay, I need you to go and do A, B, and C chores. And they're like, do we get paid? I'm like, yes, you get paid in being creative. There you go.
You get paid because I leave the AC on for you. You get paid?
But they don't. You know, can I take my phone? I'm like, no, take the earbuds out. Leave your phone there. I'm not looking at it. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. And just go do it. And they literally get lost. They do get lost out there. We've got three acres. And they do. And they come in and we have conversations. And it's the simplest thing. But think about it. When I'm doing housework, when you're, you know, researching, you know, for radio, you're thinking about stuff. You're learning. You're not just constantly looking at, you know, what you're doing. So back to, can it be reversed? Brain damage cannot be reversed, usually. And if your brain cells are destroyed or damaged, vaping, cigarettes, too much alcohol, drugs, things like that, for the most part, the brain does not regenerate, but if it's a stress issue, if you get out of a stressful job, a stressful marriage situation, I'm talking like domestic violence or something like that, I'm not saying just because you're stressed, get out of your marriage, just things that are overly stressful in your life and you remove yourself from those situations and start to get healthy, you do start to regenerate in some ways emotionally, for sure, and physiologically. And it takes about 90 days, and that is why rehabs are 90 days minimum, 3 months. It takes about 3 months once you eject or remove yourself from that situation to start to regenerate emotionally. So hopefully that kind of answers it. Yeah, so that part, emotionally, you can have regeneration of the brain cells.
Okay, here's another one for you. Right out of the chat room, I hope this is the one you got. How does transgendering change the brain, and what long-term effect could that bring?
So I'm guessing how once you transition, or are you talking about
we talked about this, and what makes them believe there's something else is they don't come up with that thought their own. They're being influenced by what they see on the internet and the doctor that they see and that kind of stuff.
Right.
Are there changes to the brain afterward, after they go through the surgery, after they do all of that, and, you know, can it be reversed? Can that kind of stuff be reversed?
So here is, let me speak physiologically what happens, because usually, and I can tell you female to male, so say we're going female to male, like the one that was on this, you know, even though it's not a thing, but you know what I mean. So with that, hormones are involved usually. And here's the thing, ladies, wake up. So in when you're doing a female to male subject, what they have found in research studies is a thinner subcortical area. So and I'll explain what that is, and it's in the right hemisphere of the brain. So the thing is, in men, it's usually thinner anyway, and I'm guessing that has to do with testosterone and has to do with just the hormonal makeup of men. So I think women don't understand when you do this, you physically and physiologically are changing your brain. Not only are you doing it, you know, physiologically with your body, but you are, because we weren't made to be the opposite, you know, everything works together. Yep. Our hormones work with our, you know, the corticosteroids, which work with the DNA. And when you change that, they are seeing brain differences and deficits. So does that make sense?
It does to me.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, it changes the anatomy of the brain. And then we know psychologically that you are never right. I have yet to meet a transgender person that is psychologically so secure in who they are.
Well, I can't see. Listen,
you know, and happy in the job.
I cannot see how they go through the operation, right? And a lot of them are detransitioning. And they're turning around, they're miserable. They're talking about the pain they go through and the mistake that they made. They feel like they've been let down by their parents and others.
Yes.
That's a lifelong scenario, is it not?
It is, because they feel like this physical, you know, alteration is the fix, right?
Yep. Then they're let down.
Not working. Mm-hmm. They don't go to church. God's not listening to me, you know, even though they're not really, you know, willing to put aside their sin. You know, A, B, and C, my family doesn't like me. I've never been happy in my body. Well, you know what? If you're looking to Vogue and Barbie and Ken for that to be, you know, what happiness is, then no. No one's really going to ever be happy, because they're not even real. The CGI they use, the makeup they use, the Botox they use, give me a break, people. Yeah, again, we go back to media, the psychology of media. But, yes, so to go to these limits.
All right.
You know,
you're going to have to finish this up in the next hour. Okay, because you can't leave us hanging like
this. I got more.
I know you do. I can tell. You know, I couldn't slow you down. All right, we'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. Next hour, Dr. B's still going to hang out with us and finish that explanation, because I want to know what that's all about. Be back in a few minutes. Don't be anything stupid. We want you back here.
Team.